love pleasure, love God. Love pleasure, love God. In our lives, in our human bodies, we are taught to love pleasure. We are taught to love pleasure because pleasure makes our body feel good. It's a pleasure to have a cocktail. It's a pleasure to have a good cup of coffee. It's a pleasure to do things in this world that make our body happy, that make our body feel fulfilled, that make our body feel very good. That's always a pleasure. But it's a passing pleasure. It's a pleasure that you have to keep redoing for it to be fulfilled in a beautiful way. You have to keep redoing that pleasure. Keep giving yourself more coffee, more cocktails, more relationships, more excitement, more wonderful pleasure. But when you have a pleasure for God, when you have pleasure for God within yourself, the divine within you, that wonderful quality within you, nothing more is needed. You don't seek it more than once, because once you found it, you found it forever. Once you have found the pleasure of the physical body, you have to keep repeating it, for it to be there again and again and again for you to enjoy. And that becomes a habituation, and it becomes a habit, and it becomes something that is not necessarily pleasing anymore. Because you just have to keep doing it, have to keep repeating it. But once you love God, once you know God, once you listen to the divine within yourself, you feel a bliss. That's the word. You feel a bliss. You feel completion. You feel fulfillment. You feel nothing more is necessary. And since nothing more is necessary, then you are a content person. Now, can you be a content person? Can you be a content person all the days of your life? Can you live in bliss all the days of your life? Can you live in the awareness of the divine within you, knowing all is in divine order? Can you live in the feeling that you are divine, that you are wonderful, that you are peace, that you are bliss? The answer is yes, of course. The answer is yes, of course, and whether that is sufficient for you to really be happy all the days of your life or not, that's the question that you come upon yourself. That's the question you think in your world. Is this sufficient to satisfy you all the days of your life? When you really know God, when you really take time to go into meditation, to listen to the divine within yourself, you feel good. It's like when you're doing something that you know is right, you feel good. When you say something that makes you feel happy, you feel good. When you say something to another person that enhances their self-esteem, that enhances their feeling of goodness about themselves, you feel good within yourself. You have a sort of a bliss within yourself. It's a temporary bliss, but you have a bliss. And that temporary bliss is only temporary because you have not made it a habit. But when you've made it a habit, then you are a good person. Then you're always saying something good about another person. You're always saying something beautiful about another person. You're always saying something lovely about another person. Because that's who you are inside yourself. When you, within yourself, and I within myself, live in this state of bliss, I'm always saying something good about myself. I'm always saying something good about another person. I'm always thinking lovely thoughts about people in this world. I'm always being my divine self. And when I am my divine self, I am living in a state of absolute love. I'm living in a state of absolute paradise. I'm living in a state of inner pleasure, which is an outer pleasure. When we love pleasure and seek pleasure for itself, we find nothing. When we seek and love God, the divine within ourselves, when we seek and love the beauty of the allness within us, then the beauty of the allness within us is such a glorious feeling, is such a wonderful attitude of life, that we want to do it all of the time. When you live in bliss, when you live in the glory of God, when you live in your divinity, you are totally satisfied. You are in balance in everything you do. If you have any pains in your body, it's because you're not living in bliss. If you have any feelings in your body which make you unhappy, then you are not living in bliss. If you have any attitude in your life that tells you that this world is not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, if anything in this world tells you that it's not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, then you're not living in your all is in divine order. You're not living in that inner awareness. You're living in the outer. You're living in the outer, and the outer will always have to be replaced, renewed, uplifted. Start it over again, because the outer is not real. The outer is the illusion. It's the come-and-go-ness of life. It's that part of life which is not permanent. It's that part of life which is not our reality. If every one of us could be trained as a child to stop and think, to stop and listen, to stop and hear what the best of us has to say to us to do under any circumstance, we would be living a life of absolute fulfillment. We'd be living a life of goodness. We'd be living a life of righteousness. We'd be living a life of total balance. Now, it's never too late to begin to live that life. If at any time in our life we have lived lives of the outer, which most of us have, then that can just be released, and we can start living our life from the inner. And as we live our life from the inner, all that outer falls away. All that illness, all that unhappiness, all that imbalance falls away. All that which is unlike our divine nature falls away. But it means that we must live from that inner self. Now, are you seeking approval from the outside? Are you seeking approval from the world around you? Are you looking to see what your family is doing all the time? Are you looking to see what your world is doing all the time? Or do you go within yourself and live in that inner bliss? And because you're in that inner bliss, your outer world is bliss. Your outer world is divine order. You do not have to be concerned about what's going on in the outer. You do not have to be concerned what's going on in any area of your life once you have found your home base. Once you have found that the love of pleasure and the love of God are the same thing, but let your love of God come first, and then all will be a pleasure which follows immediately thereafter. Once your love of God comes first, once your meditation comes first, once your recognition that all is in divine order comes first, then the pleasure, the bliss, the reality that you are is yours forevermore. Join me in knowing this. Join me in entering into this bliss and letting everything that's past be past. and live now in the present. Live in the now, in bliss, in God. It's your blessing for yourself. You give it to yourself. We give it to ourselves. And now is the time to accept it and live it and delight in it. I love you. I love you. I love you.